The president's gone after you in some deeply personal ways. I mean, attacking you over and over again, even attacking you for regarding your wedding, your recent wedding, which, by the way, congratulations. What do you make of all that? And he's obviously supporting your primary opponents. I mean, what kind of retribution are you facing?
You know, my wife told me, she said, I told you so. We should have invited Donald Trump. He's mad that he didn't get an invitation. So we're taking it with a grain of salt. He's being a bully or trying to be a bully. And they're trying to beat me here in Kentucky. But here's what's interesting. The people financing this campaign consist completely of three billionaires, and they're all in the Epstein class. In fact, one of them is named in Epstein's phone book, not the secret files that the FBI is keeping, but in Epstein's phone book. So it's a small world. Dogs don't bark at parked cars, and we are winning. I'm not tired of winning yet, but we're winning. And not only the speaker, but the attorney general, the FBI director, and the president himself and the vice president, they're taking a big loss this week because after months of fighting, I am winning this week with Ro Khanna. We're forcing this vote, and it's going to happen. I would remind my Republican colleagues who are deciding how to vote, Donald Trump can protect you in red districts right now by giving you an endorsement. But in 2030, he's not going to be the president, and you will have voted to protect pedophiles if you don't vote to release these files, and the president can't protect you then. This vote, the record of this vote, will last longer than Donald Trump's presidency.